Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ann Anderson on her big goal as chair of the Beef Board in just a moment.
It's the 2016 special cow sale at the Apache Auction Market. It's on Friday, March 12th at noon at the Apache Auction location. There will be 800-plus cows consigned, 120 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Hutchison Ranch, 400 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Nault Ranch, 103 to 4-year-old pairs and heavy-bred Angus-based cows off Chance Slater. For more auction information, call 888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696 or visit the website www.stockmanoklahoma.com.
She's the chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, and as a result, Ann Anderson helping lead the work of the Beef Board in collecting and then investing the dollar head beef checkoff on behalf of the U.S. cattle producers around the country. Ann Anderson has long been involved in the beef industry, formerly an executive with the Texas Beef Council, longtime cattle producer from Central Texas, been an innovator and entrepreneur as well. And she has a very clear goal that she'd like to accomplish this year as chair of the Beef Board.
My greatest goal is that research has told us that the only way that we're going to survive long term is that producers wear a front face, okay, that they have got to become the front of the industry. So you have to say, how do we get them the message? How do we motivate them to do it? And how do we keep that in the forefront so that these people who want the ability to encounter a rancher, talk to a rancher, a feeder, or what it's like, that have tremendous misconceptions, have the ability to hear it firsthand? And that's going to be a real challenge because producers are not comfortable in that role. So I said, you don't have to deal with the audience. Just deal with one. Deal with the person in front of you at the grocery store, the person sitting beside you on the plane, the waiter at the restaurant, one by one. Hey, you're a million folks, okay? If you all reach one a day, we're doing great. If you reach one a week, we're doing great, okay? And we're going to have to figure out how we can take that face into social media, how you can hear producers on social media talking and answering those questions they want. You might see live producers on available for questions, things like that. It's going to be different. It's going to be a change. But as I said, you know, the future of this cattle industry is in the hands of its producers because the producers have become the face of the industry.
And finally, we ask Ann about the value of the dollar head beef checkoff and what sort of a message she might have for cattle producers across the country.
First, I can give them the number, what it's meant to them in numbers, okay? The message I want them to hear is that the people making the decisions are trying very hard, very honestly, very transparently to make the right decisions. And they need to trust them and trust the checkoff that it is making the right decisions. We need a transparency and trust to be a huge factor as we go forward because they're the face of the industry and they've got to feel that, okay? And so that's, I always talk to them about personal instances or examples of how people are making the right decisions. And even in the operating committee where you have 10 people from two different sides, very cohesive, we've gone to a scoring system and everybody seems to be trying so hard to make the right decisions for the industry with limited dollars, to make the right investments to get us a return on investment. One of the challenges right now is they say our opportunity to keep demand up is in the export market. Mm-hmm. So you have to divert dollars from the domestic market and research into the international market. That's a tough decision. How many dollars do they need? How much do we need to change? And so I say to producers, we every time we get together, we're looking at that, trying to make the changes to get the most for those of us who are on ranches back home. And I repeatedly go through that. But I always listen because, you know, you always learn something. Some of them have got some ideas you might never have thought of. And some of them might have ideas we've tried 10 times. But you know how that goes. But we really try to listen and we try to assure them that people today are really trying to make right decisions with limited resources. And we look at that investment as a real challenge, okay, right, to make those right decisions. You would just be amazed how much reading it takes before you come to an operating committee. And the last two times, everybody has shown up having read everything, very prepared, page 47, da-da-da-da, you know, this, check the things they want to talk about. It has been wonderful, okay? I just wish producers in the country and all over the country knew the time and effort that was being put in trying to do things right and trying to do the right things.
Cattle rancher Ann Anderson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Friday, March 11th, it'll be the fourth annual Red Dirt Bull Sale being put on by 7451 Cattle Company near Marshall, Oklahoma. They'll be selling Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus Bulls. Over 200 Red Dirt Bulls will sell. For information, contact 7451 Ranch at 405-627-5200. That's 405-627-5200. Or you can go to mcsauction.com for a sale catalog. Red Dirt Bull Sale, Friday, March 11th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.